I feel like there could be opportunity in the area of like population genomic studies or population health studies. And it seems like there's a lot more of them are ensuring that the distribution across the people that they're enrolling in the studies is more reflective of the broader population. And so I'm wondering if these types of studies, from an academic standpoint, if those studies can play a role. And are there studies out there that are focused on maternal and child health that, you know, that could help with understanding, you know, at a deeper, more scientific level of what some of the issues are? So there's socioeconomic, but and then is there, can these studies help kind of enlighten the issue and make a bigger impact?
Yes, I do think that they can. I do think that there has been much more of an emphasis by some foundations, as well as our academic institutions and government agencies, to address these concerns. For example, the CDC is awarding more than $45 million over 5 years to support the Maternity Mortality Review Committee through a program called Enhancing Reviews and Surveillance to Eliminate Maternal Mortality. And this investment will provide over $9 million a year to 24 recipients representing 25 states. Also, the NIH has announced many grant opportunities recently focused on addressing issues of health disparities and maternal mortality. And they're just of one of many federal agencies that are doing this and looking at ways to improve maternal health and pregnancy outcomes with the goal of preventing, which I think is really important, as well as treating pregnancy-related complications, because it is hard for individual institutions to study maternal mortality and morbidity. Overall, it is a significant problem. However, we need to have collective efforts with many institutions in order to do this. And the way we can do this is to actually look at the complications that are going to reduce this, cardiovascular disease, for example. So the efforts are really aimed to improve and understand and also, you know, think about ways to diagnose things earlier, as well as treatment and prevention, which I also think is incredibly important, is that we don't always want to just treat the disease, but we want to find ways in which to prevent it. And I also think it's really important that we find ways to collect data and to track general trends in this area, which I think is going to be fairly important.